Hello, hello, and welcome, or should I say, ho, 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 Christmas cousins. I'm Cousin Chad.
And I'm Cousin Seth.
I'm out of breath. Made it here on time. And we are here with two of our top fan favorite guests. You two, we have more requests for you guys than anybody. And we've had some major, major guests here. I mean, as you know, we've had Tom Hanks on.
Yes, you have.
We've had the Rolling Stones. We haven't aired those episodes yet, but believe me, they're on there. But everybody wants to know, when are we getting Joe the Christmas Aficionado and Bob, the co-host of the Festive Foreign Films podcast, back on? And they are here right now, ladies and gentlemen. This is amazing.
Hello, hello.
Cousin Bob is in the house. Cousin Bob.
Cousin Bob is here.
Hey, and I wanted to check in before May so I can get invited to the cousin's family reunion.
Oh, yeah. That's happening. May, I have news for that. Seth will be here live in North Carolina May 8th for that whole weekend. So we've got to get some of, we'll try to get an event going on live for sure. That would be awesome.
You're gonna go. Who's that guy in dark sunglasses just walking around talking to everybody? We don't remember that cousin.
Yeah, that looks like, is that Cousin Bob? I swear he's not related. He's
lurking about.
Well, everybody has a cousin Bob, right? I mean,
that's true.
They're like, ask him to play dueling banjos.
That's it. Well, before we get into it, just so you know, the point of tonight's show is, because I know there'll be a lot of wrangling. So we've done a lot of things. We started off with the fall pumpkin beer tasting. We went into the Christmas beer extravaganza. We did an eggnog wine review by Trader Joe's. We did cozy winter beer samplings. So naturally, we couldn't resist doing some refreshing seasonal brews. So we have tonight's tasting and review of spring beers. I'm really excited for that. But before
and
we get
Chad,
into it.
And Chad, yes. You know why we're doing this?
Why is that?
Because in springtime, a young man's fancy turns to love.
Love, yes. That's right. That's right.
And one of us.
Love. I don't know what that effect
one
is.
Of us is in love.
Exactly.
It's me. It's me.
New love we're talking about.
Oh, new love. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's Joe, is it still you?
No, I have old love.
Old love. Decades old love. Yes, I know.
Still fresh, though. Still very fresh. Uh-huh. If you're listening, exactly. Honey. If you're listening,
Yes.
If it's always new and experiences every day.
I got to tell you something. She's not listening.
Yeah. Yeah, she's not.
She's not one of our 23 million daily listeners. I guess it would have been 23 million and one. Please, we could use it. So here's the thing, Bob, you noticed right away that our dear cousin Seth, first thing you said was, Seth, you are glowing. And you too, Joe and Bob, you get to see Seth in the flesh. He does. He looks renewed, right? He looks younger, brighter, glowing.
He does. The last time I saw him look this way is when he was sitting on Santa's lap.
Okay, no, private.
That will, he was really going to glow for that one, for
yes,
sure.
Yes, he was. Yeah. He was. Yes. But Seth, I have to thank you because you've kind of created a side hustle for me. I am now running the Seth Love Tours. So
you can take
the basic package, which will take us to Highland Park, and you get a shirt that says good for three pumps. Or if you want the more immediate package, we go to South Haven. We go to South Haven. And there you get the shirt that says I whip it out. And then finally, if you want to go to the luxury, if you really want to go to the luxury package, yes, it is Louisville. It's Louisville. And that shirt says, drink your bourbon and admire my bat. And I'll tell you, we got buses sold out. It's awesome.
Okay, I'm sure.
But it's all like all these people signing up. It's like Mrs. X's brother, Mrs. X's cousin, Mrs. X's next door neighbor.
Right. Are there? How are the sales going for that? I imagine it's got to be completely sold out.
Yeah, I mean, it's even better than the hot tub tour we did down the river. This one's really flying off the shelf. This is awesome.
That was really successful.
I just might retire if he keeps dating. This will be, you know.
The more places we go, it's
I want to be the guy in the bar next time when you go on the date that starts waving at the bar and you're like, is he waving at me? I want it to be the case, Seth. And I'm like, yeah, I am waving at you.
Oh, Bob, I will tip you off when I find out where the next one is, because you can head over there. When he told that story, Seth was at a bar and someone was waving. It turns out he was waving the person behind him. I thought he was going to say it was you, Bob, because you're in Chicago. Seth's in Chicago. That would have been awesome.
And I spend most of my free time parked in front of his house. I must have missed him on that one, though.
Yeah, you would know. He has a whole cavalcade of cars. He's usually the middle one, the front two are bulletproof. He's in the Rolls in the middle, and then he has two trailer cars. So just so you know, he's the decoy car, not the Rolls.
That has to be it.
That's
What's
it.
This episode actually about? I'm trying. I think we've lost it.
We've all lost.
Well, this is what happens.
I can't help talking about it. You look at Seth's face and he's got those little hearts in where his eyes should be. It's really awesome.
He looks like an emoji. I know. Cherubic, Seth. Joe, you know Seth takes over and always makes it about himself within a minute of the show. He hears spring beer tasting. He made it all about himself. Mm-hmm. Seth, how do you
I hear that often. So
he does. It's amazing. But Joe, you are right. We are here because we each brought three spring beers to the table. Now, I don't know about you guys, but this was interesting. Oh, by the way, Bob is the co-host of Festive Foreign Film Fans podcast. I love it. His last episode was about, it took place in Ireland. Turns out that one of them are Scottish and thought their whole life was Irish. They were Irish. So that was a fun fact. And I won't say who. You have to go in and listen. And Joe has his majorly popular monetized YouTube show, The Christmas Aficionado. And he now also has the Christmas Summit podcast he's doing on there, where they just did the Mount Rushmore of Hallmark actors, women actors. And that was a great episode. I really liked that. I was yelling at some of the choices. I got way into it. It was like March Madness over here. So check that out as well, for sure. And Seth, of course
next, let's advertise next week. We are doing the Hallmark Mount Rushmore actors. And
actors.
Chad is going to be part of that discussion.
I cannot wait. Joe, I sent you some notes today, an email. I hope you saw it.
I did.
I did put in my honorable mention, right? Which I knew you probably flipped off your seat because I think he's been in one movie, but it's a masterpiece. We'll go over that next week, though.
Can I be on the show where we do the girls' Mount Rushmore?
No, we already did that.
Without Bob, how could you?
Without Bob, yes, we did. We snuck it in before Bob could ask.
Well, one of the problems I have is spelling aficionado. I end up on all these porn sites, you know.
Yeah, it's hard. It's a hard one to spell.
Aficionado, and I can't, you know. So I got to work on that.
But Bob,
there you go. I think.
We'll get you on it. We'll get you on an episode here coming up.
Oh, good.
For sure. Yes. Make sure, Joe, when you're hosting a show with Bob on, you're well caffeinated to do all the wrangling, because he could take you anywhere. We don't know where the Bob tour is going to. He comes with written material. I love that Seth Love tour.
Well,
material was awesome.
How do you not? I mean, I know, Joe, you're collecting the little quips that Seth says.
And out of context.
He hasn't had enough dates yet or places for me to go, because he dropped another one during the Peep Show, and that's taking it and swallowing this thing.
I already have a copy of that episode. There is probably about six things that Seth says that are gold. There's about four things that Chad says. The problem if I tried to add Bob to the mix is that everything is in context that he says.
That's right. It's a single entendre with Bob, no double entendre.
Sounds like the three of us are having a conversation.
Seriously. Yeah. So for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, Joe, the Christmas aficionado, takes clips from our show. He did it before. It's brilliant, and does an out of context little bit from our show clip. So sometimes Seth and I will just be having an innocuous conversation and Seth will say something and I'll go, oh no, in my head, or I can't say that. So now it's totally in my head. Even just walking around my house, I worry about what I say.
Lest I'll give everybody Alexa. A quick hint. I think in that episode, Seth said, well, or when you're talking about the dating, the last dating one, he goes, well, I'm exposing myself. I'm like,
that's going to get a lot of mileage. Oh, sorry.
I mean, Chad, what you really should say is Seth usually says something.
Right. That's right. That actually might have been in context, in completely in context, in line with everything I usually say.
That's right. That would be funny. The in context clips would be a whole different thing. But gentlemen, anybody want to try a beer? I know I'm we're ready. Dying to. Good. Last episode.
And Bob has already had a few, I think.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Well, I had to taste test them to see, you know, which ones I was going to bring.
That's right. Well, Bob, last time we were here, you just came off of doing a dry January. Your first beer of 2024 was live on air. We were honored. And I don't know if you've had a second beer since then. I have a feeling you have. So maybe tonight, have you been drinking or has it been a slow go?
Oh, Chad, I might have had one or two.
Okay.
Since then, maybe a couple. Right.
Yeah, it's tough. As the weather gets warmer, it starts to, you know, feel more and more.
What's really funny now is when I walk down the street and people point at me and go, look, it's the beer guy from Christmas Cousins. That's all they know.
That's all they know you from.
I know. I'm giving up festive film fans and I'm just going to be the beer guy. I'm the beer guy on Christmas Cousins.
They're worse things to be, you know, and that's something to aspire to. We all have three beers, correct?
Yes.
Now, if you guys are like me, I found it a little difficult. Pumpkin beers, it's obvious. Christmas beers, it's obvious. Even winter ones are obvious. Spring, I found it a little bit blurred lines between spring and summer and took a while for me to choose. So I have three. One, my last one I'm going to debut. I don't know if you guys are going to hate or go, okay, this makes sense. So I went out on a limb with this one. You might hate it. You might hate me. We'll find out. But that's coming up. So why don't we start off with Joe? You want to start us off with your first beer of the night?
Sure.
Does this one have glitter in it?
Huh?
Unicorn glitter.
No. This one is by Three Floyds Brewing.
Had them before.
Yes, it is called Age of Otters. It is an IPA. And if you guys don't know me as well, but I hate IPAs. I think IPAs are probably some of the worst beers.
You did write me that you wanted to see if you could find some non-IPAs.
But I found a few things, but I thought I'm going to try this because I think I gave Three Floyds a bad review last time. So, you know. Let's see if
they're in chapter 11. Since your bad review, they've been in bankruptcy proceedings.
There's only two Floyds now.
Yeah,
so right. Pink Floyd and the other Floyd, Uncle Floyd.
So it is a 7% IPA. The can's got a otter on it with an axe, if you can kind of see.
Oh, yeah,
I see that.
It's kind of cool.
What, Joe, what makes this? So they're in Munster, Indiana, Three Floyds Brewing. What makes this a spring beer?
Look at it came out in the spring. I think that's about as fair. All of my beers came out in the spring. I didn't.
Okay.
You know, spring beers are usually IPAs and then they turn into lemon beer IPAs in the summer, which.
Right.
Worst time of year for beers is spring and summer for me. I don't like most stuff that comes out. So I usually just go back to my old favorites. But, you know, I'm a player. I'll try an IPA. We'll see. I mean.
What is your favorite? Pumpkin?
Pumpkin, yeah. Pumpkin beer is the best. I still have a half a six pack left. So.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's great. Yeah.
But they'll be in August. We'll see. They'll be out again, and I have to go. You know,
buy early. We learned that.
That's right. We did. We're doing our fall tasting in June this year. I'm sorry, Joe. Right. You're going to give it a try.
So it smells like grass. So away, you know, it's an IPA.
Oh, he's taking his first sip. So this is a graceful and harmonious balance of rich malt sweetness and piney hops. Oh, wait, that might be the grass smell. Swift, agile, captivating. The age of otters is nigh. That's from the website, Three Floyds Brewing, threefloyds.com. Joe is thinking. He's not giving any away. He'd be good at poker. Oh, he's taking another sip. That's a good sign, right, Bob?
Yeah. But his face, yeah, it's hard to read.
Yeah. I wonder if he plays poker.
No real expressive eyes. Yeah. Okay.
It's just okay. I will never. I mean, I've had worse IPAs. I've had better IPAs. I think this kind of falls in the middle. The aftertaste is not good. That's what I was trying to see.
Oh, really?
To see if it would, if it was just the first taste of it. But like after three gulps of it, yeah.
You're trying to wash it away.
I was trying to, and it didn't work.
What does it taste like? What is it? Just like a bitter kind of just sits on your tongue.
Very hoppy. It's very hoppy tasting. It does taste like. It kind of tastes like a. It tastes like a forest.
It says piney hops are in it in the description.
You can definitely kind of taste like nature. Like let's just put it that
like
way.
A forest. Tastes like a forest. If you get drunk and pass out in a forest, does anyone hear you?
That's a Zen koan if I've ever heard one. That was beautiful. Now, here's the thing. Joe, I want to surprise you here. I have one of the Floyd brothers on the phone calling because I knew you were going to. So they've got a beef to pick with you.
Listen, Joe, you got a real smart mouth, you do. I do.
You're talking to all three of us, Floyd brothers. All
yeah,
of
Shay. Yeah, right.
So I guess if I'm going to give
what
it a rating,
are we okay? Just okay.
Are we going to make up
left.
Our own rating?
Yeah, look, my right's doing.
Yeah, Shay. Yeah, make up your own rating, Shay. Take them down, boys. Yes, Joe, make up out of five, you make up your own spring rating system because we have no rules on this show.
Apparently. Yeah, so I am going to say out of five, this is. A 2.5 Floyd Brothers.
Two and a half out of five Floyd Brothers. Wow. Well, they are not happy with you. Hold on a second. Two and a half. This guy's got no talent.
Floyd and my other brother Floyd and my other brother Floyd.
We don't recognize Kipsy Floyd. He's a real piece of garbage. He went
down. Yeah. So I think this is the beer that I thought I'd like the best out of all the three that I brought. So I'm real kind of nervous about what's about to come.
Oh no. I'm just happy our new characters, the Floyd brothers, called in. I hope they call back again later in the show. I didn't know all three would be here, but they were.
Well, they are.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a two. We're starting with a 2.5 out of five. Don't worry, Joe. We only have summer beers to get through until we're back at Pumpkin, okay? So one more show you have to make it through if the spring one doesn't go well.
All we can do is go up, right?
Exactly. That's all we can do. All right, so Bob, you want to go next with your first one? I'm salivating.
Yeah. Okay, here's the deal. So first off, all my beers are local, so this is very exciting. They're really local. In fact, many of them I've been to the places where they brew, and I know that. But before I open my beer and taste it, Seth, I wanted to help you because I know you got a long drive to Louisville. So I created like a Chicago dating quiz of questions for you to ask, and I'm going to give you a couple of these. While I prepared it. Now, first off, I'll tell you my beer, then I'll get you the questions. But
I'm grabbing my notepad.
Crystal Lake Brewing. It's Spring Fever. Spring Fever beer. Nice. All right. Okay. All right. Ooh. So while I open this and pour, so here's your three first questions while you're driving. First, you say Wrigley Field or Soldier Field, right? See where she comes down on that.
Okay.
So thin or deep dish?
Okay.
All right.
And then
good Chicago questions.
Yes, they're all Chicago for him. You know, he's got a lot of conversation to have with this woman.
I'm trying to think if I know these. Okay.
And then Chinatown or Bucktown?
Oh, yeah. I don't even know what those are. What's Bucktown?
So those are neighborhoods in the city. You know,
interesting.
You can go
very
to
different neighborhoods.
Very different neighborhoods. So we're going to find out. She's going to answer these questions, and we're going to build a profile. And then Chad, I'll find her. I will find
her. Oh, nice. Well, the you know,
look at that Seth, color.
She is coming by. That color. Is beautiful color, Seth. She is coming by around 8 o'clock your house. So maybe she'll poke in at the end. Pop in.
Possibly. It's kind of. It depends how into these drinks I get. So I might be going over there. We don't know. But yeah, it's maybe she'll come over here. I have my hand by my phone. My phone by my side.
I don't know what that means, Seth, but it sounds like that might be out of context. I don't know. But so, Bob, you have your beer poured. What do you have? What is the beer again? Can you say it again?
Oh, it's Spring Fever from Crystal Lake Brewing Company. You know, Crystal Lake, home of what was the kid from Friday the 13th?
Jason.
Jason drowns Jason in Crystal Voorhees? Lake.
Yes. Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
So Crystal Lake Brewing. But, you know, I didn't look at the label closely. I'm tasting it going, what an odd taste for beer. Guess what? It's raspberry hibiscus ale.
Oh, really?
I see that. Yes. I have it up here. It says, a sure sign of spring is our seasonal release, Spring Fever, a raspberry hibiscus ale that's both tart and tasty, refreshing and delicious. So if you don't expect that, I could see that being shocking because it didn't look like that.
Yeah, but I will say, and their beers tend to be hoppy. This one is not. It's actually very refreshing, kind of fragrant. Actually, it's not bad. It was a bit of a shock. I'm like, what am I drinking? But now I might even give this like 4 humping bunnies.
4 out of 5 humping bunnies. Wow. Yeah. That's a great rating. A very spring. So, Bob, is this, you're a fan of the Crystal Lake Brews, but you've never had this since you just saw the name and were like, forget it, I'm going with this
one. Oh, Spring Fever, it was calling me.
Right. It was. Yeah. All right. The did you get that at that beer place you and Seth both go to that has all the big selection?
I was Binny's? At Binny's. I was at Binny's. Yes, I was.
Absolutely.
Someday we'll be there at the same time and we'll pretend like we don't know each other, you know.
Right. It was just a nod and a little.
I'm like, who's that tall guy with that really hot chick?
Well, I have good news. Vinny himself is a new sponsor. He's calling. Here he goes, everybody. Hey, how you doing? It's me, Vinny. Get my beers?
You guys are real good. You guys are great customers.
He's good. Yeah.
Ask him thin or deep dish.
Right. Both. All right. So, so you're giving that 4 out of 5. So that's a really high rating for, okay.
Very refreshing.
Wow. Okay. Take that, Floyd. Maybe Floyd should spend some time at Crystal Lake.
Yes.
Right.
Spend some time with Jason.
Close enough.
Yeah, really.
They're in Indiana. It's close enough.
What's funny, in Crystal Lake, Jason drowned. And on this show, 3 Floyd's Brewing Business drowned at the thumbs down of the Emperor Christmas aficionado. He's like a Roman emperor with beers. It's crazy.
It's so funny because I love that brewery. And
do you though? Do you? Right.
And here we thought the theme was beers, and it's drowning.
Yeah, right, exactly. Ah, Shay, that's a funny way to show love, Shay. Yeah.
I did finish it, so.
Okay. Oh, there you go.
Could have been that bad.
You grimaced the whole time.
It's 2.5.
2.5. It could be worse. Seth, you want to go or should I go?
You can go if you want. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Do you still have to get your beers? Is that what you're about to say?
No, I still have them. He
has to go get his 3 pumps of cologne on.
I have something from Crystal Lake Brewing. But
oh, you do? It's,
but yes, it's not the same one you have. So, but go ahead. It might be a little out of season. But not too close. It's a blurred line, but go ahead.
I think I know it's more, they're more summer ones. I bet I know which one you got.
Oh, yeah.
This is what I picture, Joe. The two of them are both at Vinny's, and one hand reaches in to grab a beer, and the other hand reaches in, and they lock hands, and there's like another love blossoming. Because they had the same beer other episodes, too. This is wild. There's kismet here.
It's pretty cute.
I love it. It is, right? Love is in the air everywhere.
Don't you notice me just leaning over and tapping Seth, to pass me the beer.
Right near the pick six.
We're together in his mansion.
I know. It did look like I recognized your background, Bob. I said, I thought that's where I stay at Seth's house, but I didn't want to say anything. So, all right, here's my.
That's why they call it a love seat.
That's right. All right. Well, we have my first beer. I have a Southern beer. It's kind of local, a few hours south of me, from Charleston, South Carolina. I don't know if you can see that with this crazy background. That is right. The Edmund Oast Sour Blueberry Lime, which I thought blueberries, lime. This is very, at least blueberries are springy, at least here. So maybe that's summery. I don't know. But I'm very excited to give this a try. So Edmund Oast, I've had their beers before. Very good, very local. And normally I don't do the, oh, this is sour. Normally I don't go for the sours, but had to give it a try. Joe doesn't do IPAs. He tried it. So here we go. Wow. My first impression is I want to drink more. That's a good,
that's good.
Sign
that's
when you've had a sip and you haven't even, yeah, I haven't even swallowed it yet. I said it fastly so Joe can't isolate. And that's delicious, actually. It's not too sour. It's just a little sour. And I'm getting a lot of the blueberry, not too much lime. This is a really nicely blended one. Wow.
What's the brewery again? What's the brewery?
Edmund's Oast.
Oh.
Edmund's Oast Brewing Company. O-A, like coast, but without the C. And this is
out
their...
Charleston's.
Out of Charleston, South Carolina, not far from Kiowa. Seth, I know you like the area. Sour blueberry lime. And like I said, normally a sour, I'm like, I'm puckering. But I didn't want to say that.
All right. 26 minutes in. All right.
I can't say anything anymore.
Help, I'm puckering. Help.
That's right. And that's it, ladies and gentlemen. It's been an excellent episode. I'm Cousin Chad, and that's our last episode ever. So I officially puckered out. But anyway, I really like this one. I'm taking one more sip.
Ooh.
Oh, I like that. That is good. Actually, we just joined a boat club, and I'm thinking this is a perfect boat beer. So I am giving this.
Yeah. You think you could have a couple of them? It's not like one and done.
That's a good question, Seth. Actually, I don't know. It tastes light enough where I probably could have more than, but you're right. Yeah. Sometimes by the end of them, we'll find out. I'll chug it and let you know.
Can we get a keg? Can we get a keg at the family reunion? A keg of it?
Oh yeah,
blueberry lime.
Yes, we'll have kegs of the. Yeah, that would be a good test. We'll finish the keg and see how it goes. I am giving this a 4 out of 5 puckers. 4 out of 5 puckers. Now that's a very high rating. I have not. Oh, thank you, Chad. Especially for a sour, I didn't know how that would go. So, Seth, you are up.
That's wait. Chad. Were those mother puckers or daddy puckers?
Those were just your standard run of the mill old puckers. All right, Seth, save us. Save me.
All right. So I have something from Crystal Lake Brewing. Like Bob. It is a lager, and it is their Beach Blonde. So I figure somewhere around springtime, there is warm enough to go to a beach. So
okay.
I figure it was close enough. If I would have seen the one that Bob had, now I'm thinking about it. Bob, if I would have seen yours before, I would have definitely picked it up.
You got to use that one.
I know. Joe has ruined the show, officially ruined the show.
I'd say anything.
Bob, if I would have seen yours before, I would have been really shocked.
He's like 6'4". So, Seth, the Beach Blonde is their lightest offering. It says, all right, it glows golden in the sun. Oh, what happened? It just changed. Oh. Glows golden. The sun sports a creamy white head. The finest imported malts produce a slightly bready character. A touch of honey.
A touch of honey.
You're not
easy on the palate.
Talk about how it finishes and where. That is a spicy finish.
PG-13 rating on the show this evening. It's official. So, Seth, this is a golden lager, 5.3%. IBUs are 18. I don't know what an IBU is, but it's a bitterness unit or something. Something like that. It says approachable, crisp, mild, pillowy softness, honey-like sweetness. Sounds like your description, Seth. I would say you're approachable, crisp, mild, pillowy, soft, and honey-like sweet. So you're giving it a try. Now, Joe and Bob, give me a rating. Is this a summer beer? This is the seems like the ultimate summer beer that Seth picked up for our spring beer tasting.
It kind of is.
But it came out in this. But it came out in the spring, so I guess it's available now. We'll give him a half a pass.
Okay. All right. You got a pass from Joe, Seth, and he's.
I think someone's calling in to complain.
I do have a mystery beer. I do have a mystery beer that
Why he picked a summer beer for spring.
Right. I got that to offset this. It's always thinking.
Oh, like, hold on. It's our wrong. Grandfather. Seth, what are you doing? You're always picking the wrong beer at the wrong time, Seth.
I really am trying. I know. That's great.
Yeah. Nice to hear from you, Pop-Pop.
Yeah. He wrapped him with his knuckles right on his head.
That's right. All right, Seth.
All right, I'm going to try this. I have not. Okay. So here it goes.
Ooh. Oh, that was a quick sip. Seth is trying the beer. He's formulating his thoughts. Okay, he's not sure. He's going back in for more. Or he's not?
No, I am. It's very light. It is a lager. Okay. It's a very light lager.
Oh. A light lager. Is it a crowd pleaser or a crowd teaser? Seth, I am curious to see what's going on here. I can't tell either. You've got a good poker face as well. Seth?
And now, okay. For the moment you've all been waiting for.
It's not blowing my mind. I don't know. It's okay. It's nothing bad about it. I probably could drink a couple, but I'd probably spend more time in the bathroom. It's very watery. And other things that go on in bathrooms at the beach is where I would typically be drinking this. I'm going to give it three blondes. It's nothing impressive. You know,
okay.
I can't wait to share that logo with them, you know. Crystal Lake Brewing, spend more time in the bathroom.
It's very watery.
Well, you're just, I guess you're trying to kind of get desired effect, but yeah.
So Seth, so you gave it a three. Would you get this again? If you were going to the beach for the day, would you drink this beer?
I wouldn't pick it up, but if somebody had it in their cooler or something, I would drink one.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
I'm not gonna spend money on it, but someone else.
The most important question is: Mrs. X a beach blonde?
Mm.
I think she enjoys the beach. Doesn't know. But she, I don't know.
He hasn't seen her in the daylight yet.
Right. It's how she wants it. She's like, no, just you come in the room. I know it's dark. You'll find your way. kidding.
Is she a blonde, Seth, or a blonde or another hair?
She is not a blonde. She is not
a not blonde. Okay.
Yes.
So we're narrowing it down. Yeah. No, I know.
Chat is matter. So
I had a whole Zoom conversation with her and I recorded it. I didn't tell Seth. That's airing tomorrow.
And Bob, if you want to know something for your upcoming tours and stuff, we will be visiting the childhood home of Mr. Ronald Reagan, former president.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it is in Illinois. Yeah, right around there. I'm not sure the exact town, but it is on our itinerary. We're going to go at some point.
Like a real hoot.
Dixon,
Illinois.
Crazy.
Now, the only reason why someone would be out that way would be she has to be from that area. So is she from there?
No, no, she's just, she loves history. She's a huge history lover.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So she's been to a bunch of like former presidents' childhood homes and all this other stuff. Oh, really? So yeah, we're going to go. It's, yeah.
And she likes a guy who thinks London's in the U.S.
I know.
Opposites attract.
They do.
I deleted that episode once they start dating. Don't worry. I covered Seth. I have his back. Okay. Hey, sounds very romantic. Ed,
you've run the facial recognition on her, though, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. I took a screen grab. We're good. Right. So we know. So she's a non-blonde history buff in Chicago who's also visited New York. We've narrowed it down.
We're getting close now. We are getting close. Mm-hmm.
Ronald Reagan fan, possibly, or just a past president fan. We'll see. Nothing says romance like Ronald Reagan's childhood home, Seth. It's going to be
I mean, we're going to be fairly into the relationship at this point. I mean, we could be at month three by then.
She's going to ask you to start calling her mommy.
Does that happen?
No, isn't that what he called Nancy?
Or at least Nancy, that could have been, yeah. Yeah. Seth, tear down that wall.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice. Whoa. Well, there's another clip for you, Joe.
Nancy. Yeah. All right. So here we go. We have Seth. Did you give us a rating? You did 3 out of 5.
I
forgot we're doing beer tasting. Okay.
3 non-blondes or 3 blondes? Yeah, 3 blondes.
3 blondes. Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, Seth, that was good. As Ronald Reagan said, when you can't make them see the light, make them feel the heat. So remember that when you go see the house. I'm looking up quotes. Joe, you started us off. You're on beer number 2, and we are right on schedule time-wise.
Yes, great. Well,
to finish by midnight.
My next beer is, if you remember the last time I did beer tastings, I chose a whole bunch of weird beers. Same thing again. I chose the IPA because I thought, okay, that's close to normal. That's a spring beer. This is a beer that comes out in the spring. I've never had it. It is by my favorite brewery, Southern Tier.
Okay.
Pumpkin. It is the Peanut Butter Cup Imperial Stout.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Where was – oh, my.
That's kind of an Easter beer, right? You know, Peanut Butter Cup for Easter? Yeah.
Yep. I'm going to use my Han Solo Carbonite bottle opener.
Nice. There we go. Joe is a big Star Wars fan. Bob, are you a Star Wars fan yourself?
I would say Star Wars or Star Trek, either one. I can exchange. Oh. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I told Joe I've never seen an episode or a movie of Star Trek, and it blew his mind.
Never?
Seth, have you? Never. Seth, have you?
No, not at all.
Isn't that weird? It's, we must be related.
There's been like 17 series.
Yeah. Seth has seen pretty much.
Chad hasn't seen a lot of things.
Yeah. I mean, I would expect that of Seth. I mean, I think he lived in a bunker underneath his house for most of his life. But Chad, you seem relatively normal.
We had movies in the bunker, but nothing you guys have discussed.
So that's how dark it is. It is a very, very dark
motor
beer.
Oil.
Yeah, really.
And it smells like a peanut butter cup. Like,
oh, I'm jealous.
As soon as I poured it, that's all I smelled was peanut butter.
Really?
Yeah, I'm very intrigued. So smells good. It's very dark. I like dark beers, so that's great. It looks like it's going to coat this glass pretty well. So that's
interesting. You didn't save it for the end for the last one. So I'm curious what your
have a very weird one for the last one. So
your last weird one was unicorn fart with glitter in it, right?
Was
it?
Yeah,
it was.
One. Yeah, that was it. All right, interesting one. Okay, so he's giving it a taste. It says, "Yeah."
Can you float like a Reese's egg on top of that?
Well, this looks like it's saying it's.
Wash it down.
Oh my God! Did you just see Seth get visibly pale when you held that up?
It's beating up in sweat.
Crack it open, Joe. So smooth, creamy butter with bittersweet chocolate malts and a touch of milk sugar. A beer that tastes like your favorite candy, Joe. I like that. Wow, what is the verdict? boy, he's going back in for more. Another sip. That is a dark beer.
I know. I want some.
It's good. I'm going to say it's good. Okay. Will it be a beer that I get open a second one and drink it? No. This is one of those beers where you have it and then that's it. Like, you're not going to drink any more.
Oh yeah.
Than the one.
Is it heavy?
It is very heavy. It is very rich. Mm-hmm. It tastes like I'm drinking a peanut butter cup.
Oh wow.
It's really interesting. It's kind of. I'm trying not to say bad word. I'm trying to say the word that's not going to make me put my own words out of context. But it's very creamy. Yes.
He made his own clip.
He did.
40 minutes in, Joe. I want to hear you on the show.
Which it makes it difficult to finish, you would say?
Yes.
It makes it difficult to finish. I would say.
say it's a quick finish.
I'll just agree with you. Yes. It's pretty good. It's very unique. I'm glad I only have one bottle because I don't think I want to open another one for a while. But it's one of those things where, like, if you see it and you have the opportunity to buy a single can or a single bottle or whatever, I would buy it. I'm going to give this, I'm going to continue with the three Floyd brothers as my review just because.
Okay.
So I'm going to give this 4 Floyd brothers out of 5.
Wow. 4 out of 5 Floyds. All right. Okay.
Might have saved yourself. You're taking hopefully
the Floyds and giving Southern Tier, their competitor, a good rating. I don't know how they're going to feel about that. I wonder if we'll, oh no. Oh geez. Shay. Are you giving that one a peanut butter cup? Yeah, it's not even a beer, it's a candy, Shay.
How dare you call that a 3 Floyd beer? Huh?
I said, we have sisters, you know.
Oh man. Well, that's a 10% ABV, so you're eating the Cadbury egg now. Joe, can you put that close up to the camera for Seth, the Cadbury cream? I'm kind of jealous right now. That looks good.
See, that's what I don't get. Like, I was expecting the cream to just come out.
Like a ready go. Yolk.
There you go, Joe. Here's the extra one. If I have to extract it myself.
Just keep talking, Seth. Please, just keep talking.
Describe the center of the Cadbury egg for me, please.
Like season 4, we're going to have an audio book. It's on the New York Times bestseller list. Like
Richard and Sal's audio book clips.
Yeah. So, except it flows much better. It's
just like, oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. So that, okay. So how is that, Joe, the Cadbury egg with the peanut butter cup beer? I would think that'd be a fantastic combo. He's trying it right now. I'm a little jealous right now.
So like am I.
A party. Yeah.
I want that.
I'm chill. Oh, he gave a thumbs up. Yeah. He cannot talk.
His mouth is stuck together.
Man, you got all that in your mouth. Crazy.
All right,
just keep going, man. Just keep going.
That's right. Let's keep going. All right, so Bob, you are up next. By the way, gentlemen, I'm still enjoying this sour blueberry lime. It's excellent. I'm surprised how good it is. So yeah, Edmund's Oast. I may have to up that from a 4 to at least a 4.5. But anyway, Bob, what do you have for us?
Okay, so this brewery is called Black and Gray Brewing Company, and the beer is called Bike Path Light. In Seth, I have to tell you, and I am not kidding, there is a bike path out near where I live that you can actually, and we do this, we can drive on the bike path from Crystal Lake Brewing all the way to Black and Gray Brewing.
There's another
brewery in between. So, and it's a beautiful bike path. Used to be a railroad. So, but ironically, I didn't plan this, but I picked it because it's Bike Path Light, because they're right next to the bike path and they get tons of bike path people. That's why I think they named it this. So I have Black and Gray Bike Path Light. Now I open this and pour it. Okay. So here's some more questions for her. Okay. Is it the 606 or the L?
Oh, what? I didn't know that.
Lollapalooza or Taste of Chicago.
Okay. I'm going to say hold on. Wait, Lala or wait, what was the other one? Lollapalooza.
We need all the
Lollapalooza or Taste of Chicago or how about the Bean or the Picasso?
What is the Picasso? Where is the Picasso?
It's the one right in front of Daily Center. You know, remember it's that big weird looking thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now I know why I am.
Yeah.
Don't know. I have no memory of it. It was burned into my brain. I intentionally. But I will tell you, between the Wrigley versus Soldier, it would be Wrigley hands down.
Good. All right, good.
Yeah. Lots of baseball and baseball players in the family and stuff. So yeah, that would definitely be the other one.
Mark that down. Baseball players and family. Okay, we're narrowing it down even further.
This is all a hidden test to draw her out. Yes, yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Seth, next question. 7 digits of her social. It's just a fun game. It's a fun game.
7, 8, 3, 6, 3.
The first three digits or the last 4 digits.
Right. Credit card's fine too. I'm sure we get some information from that.
That's right. Okay.
All right. I got the Bike Path Light. I've had it. I've tasted it. You know what, guys? This is way too light for me. This is this is kind of like flavored water. I'm sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I might give this like a 1.5 topless spring breaker.
Oh, I don't want to meet that one.
Yeah.
1.5. That sounds like a
It sounds like you'll be in the bathroom all night just doing different things.
I mean, it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I would not order it or probably drink it again.
Really? Even if you were out on a beach or a hot tub boat on the river in Chicago, would it be good better then? Is it that where it would shine at like a tiki bar or something, or just nowhere? It's just too light.
It's too light. I don't mind light beer. I really don't. Mm-hmm. So light, there's no flavor. Enough substance.
3.7 ABV, and they describe it as a crushable and smooth. So too crushable. All right, a 1.5 out of 5 spring breakers. Excellent. Okay.
Bob, have you had the Crystal Lake Blonde?
Yes, I have.
You have? Did you think that was kind of light, or?
It is. It has more flavor though than this one. I know a lot of people that really like the Blonde. It's not one of my favorites. I like some of their other ones that are kind of, because that one is too light to me as well. I like.
Okay.
I've grown, so I like more, way more flavorful beers. And
I'm very immature, so
yeah.
I'll get there.
We'll bring you along.
Yeah. He's coming along. He's coming along.
As I'm drinking it, it's not that bad. Like, I'm like, all right, maybe I could have a couple of these and stuff like that. So I'm definitely going to try some of the other stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I am up next. I'm excited for this one. I have a North Carolina beer. It's called the Dirty Bull Brewery. I have not had them. I never even heard of them before. They're in Durham. So for those of you, especially who watch college basketball, Durham, Duke, right over there. So this is called the Pollining Hazy IPA, which, what a perfect spring beer. So they say, the pollining is upon us. Every spring, the state of NC prepares for a heavy dusting of snot-inducing pollen, and we brewed a beer in honor of the occasion. This IPA pours a beautiful hazy yellow orange, notes of fresh peach, orange slices, grapefruit, tropical fruit, blah, blah, blah. So 7%. I normally do not like a hazy IPA. I like the logo on it. There you go.
The can's so cool.
That's very important. It is cool, right? Yeah.
The house and stuff.
I like my beers described as inducing snot producing pollen. I love that. That's
exactly.
That's really nice.
Clears your sinuses.
Interesting being in that marketing meeting, including the word snot. And it's got to be good then. I hope it is. Okay, here we go. I'm going to give it a try.
Should I get you some Kleenex?
Right.
Like here we go. Yeah. Does it taste like neti pot water? Interesting.
You drink it while standing on your hands. Flush everything so out.
This, let me give it another try here. I'm getting orange. I'm getting grapefruit. I just don't know if I'm getting enjoyment. Let me see. I think it's good. I think it's well balanced. It's just is not the flavor profile I would like myself. It's good for what it is. I think like my brother-in-law who loves these hazy IPAs would probably really love this. I'd love to get his opinion. I may have to report back. So for me, I'm getting too much grapefruit aftertaste. If you like grapefruit, you would love that. For me, that's not one that I would go for at all. It'd be that's the kind of beer that I would have and go, why am I drinking beer? I'll go with a Snapple. So, or something. So I'm giving it a 2.5. Oh, this is the pollening. I'm giving it a 2.5 out of 5. Where is it? I have, there we go. 2.5 out of 5 beehives. That's right. The pollinator, not living up to it for me. It's not one that I would have again. Let's put it That's right. I went there.
That was bad.
That was bad. Oh, then that's the end there. All right. We'll be back for Christmas, everybody. Here we go. All right, Sethy, you are up with beer number two.
Okay. I'm inching my way up to get, I think, darker eventually.
What are you saying? What are you saying,
Seth? What are you saying? Just talking to myself. And
I was listening back to our episode last week, the date update, Seth. And at one point you said something, you tried to explain something, then I go, because I forget what I say. And I go, yeah. Seth, what are you saying right now?
And I probably didn't know.
Yeah.
Was that the one where he trailed off because he thought the sound had cut out? But it hadn't, and everyone's
that might have been. Yeah,
he just stopped speaking right in the middle of his comment. Yeah,
those are my favorite.
That happens.
Yeah, it happens often.
We have several doctors looking into it. Nobody's found anything yet.
The end of Seth's conversation. There we go. All right, Seth, what do you have for us? Beer number two.
There is stuff going on in those moments. Unfortunately, there's too many things going on in those moments. No one else is seeing.
Those brain cells are just snapping. They're popping.
Yeah. Yeah.
The cosmic has a thought. Clash. This is what you hear. Is anyone going to see if they're okay? There was no accident, you idiot. What? Get back to the show. Oh, okay, I'm going. All right, so
Sethy, this is beer number two.
This is from the Bell's Brewery. Excuse me. Oberon Eclipse, and this is a citrus wheat.
Ooh. Very topical Eclipse.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. I figured it was within the relative time period. So
just don't look directly at your beer.
So Seth, you let's see. This is the Eclipse. Oberon Eclipse. I'm trying to see. Mm-hmm. Okay. Medium hazy amber, light citrus notes, peel, orange peel, coriander, wheat backbone, smooth, silky mouthfeel, and creaminess. Okay. Seth?
Oh, that is gold. That is gold. If you could just talk about that creaminess a little longer.
I love this. I love this episode. I love this episode.
Good thing I didn't read the part about the slight bitter clean finish that is medium bodied and slightly warming, because that would be terrible. So Seth, this is for those long winter months. So your first beer was a summer beer.
Was it really?
Your second beer is a winter beer. That's what it says.
Are they putting it out now?
This is from the mind of the guy who claimed the London was his number one U.S. Christmas destination. So this is
stand by that.
I think it's great. His brainwave just crashed into the wall.
Yeah, that's God. What I was going to shop in the bargain bin, Seth.
No, it was
all lines are busy. Please hold.
Please hold. Right, please hold for Seth, to gather his thoughts.
That's right.
This is a new. This is a new variety.
Anyway, okay. Sure. While Seth tries, we'll play a clip of him at karaoke from last Saturday night. Took her groceries to the checkout stand. There he goes. His favorite.
I don't know.
I know, but we need like he needs like a happy love inducing one now because
yeah, that's the same time. You know? Good times are here again.
Yes.
He just does instrumental for the love now. He has no words for his love. It's all piano, and he does play piano. Behind him is a keyboard. Look at that.
Oh,
I was so excited.
Look at those.
The first time I went over to her, house, go in and in the room off her living room, she has
a room off a living room. Narrows it down.
She's rich too, I guess.
Exactly. They hang out together.
They all hang
out.
Exactly. The one percenters.
Yeah.
You're not on that app.
They don't let me on. I don't have I don't have the net worth.
That's right.
Exactly.
Joe, I see your cat jumped up. What's your cat's name? We've met Winifred, your dog.
That is Bruce.
Bruce
the cat. Yeah.
Is that from a movie?
Well, we have Bruce and Selena. When we adopted them, they were Batman and Robin, but we didn't like that in those names. So Batman's secret identity is Bruce Wayne. And then Robin is a boy, essentially. So Selena, we renamed her Selena for Catwoman. So
Selena Bruce Kyle. And Selena. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I thought it'd be Robin Ophelia for Robin.
No. So. No, it's Batman. It's Batman and Catwoman.
Ooh, nice. Jennifer Aniston.
Brangelina. All right, Sethy. There you go. All right. That's Seth after his beer.
Let's try it.
He's just been sitting there staring at the can for about 5 minutes.
I know what you've been doing the last 5 minutes. Yet. It's a beer tasting episode.
What am I supposed to do with this? It's good. It's
you're shocked.
I'm a big fan of wheat beers. And this is a wheat beer.
It gives you a wheat backbone. That's what we heard.
Wheat backbone, Seth.
It promises citrus. I'm not getting a ton of it.
It says perfect for those long winter months, Seth. So
maybe that's perfect. Why I'm not feeling. Although we had snow today. We had snow.
We did, really? No way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was terrible. Actually,
low 70s here.
If you go check Mr. Mario Lopez's Instagram, he documents it as well because he is in town shooting a movie.
Were you guys hanging out last night or something?
Yes. No, we weren't, but I actually messaged him to see if he would like to come to the gym where I train and train. There. I know he works out at the same place, out in Los Angeles or stuff where he is.
The Peach Pit. You're going to hang out there?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no, sorry. That was on Beverly Hills 90210. Theirs was, Joe, you would know. What was the place they hung out? Max's Diner or something?
Saved by the Bell.
I forget. They hung out in the so diner funny. Somewhere.
I say funny, but on his Instagram, people are like, oh, awesome. And, you know, like you're in Chicago or you're around Chicago. Great. And then one guy said, post AC Slade. It's like, what a douche. It's like, he knows what he did. It's just like,
right. he gets it.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's,
I have news. This says Oberon Eclipse, the beer you're drinking, is available starting September 13th.
Why would they put it among all the other new beers in the Pick Six area?
Were you in the clearance section or what?
Definitely was the bargain bin. So
the one near you, they have their Pick Six area. I don't know, is it back of the store or something like that?
Yeah.
And that's generally where I go, where I will go get stuff. And sorry. This was right there among all the other ones. So I I don't know. Well, we'll see where this next one goes.
Yes, next beer is it's called Santa's Delight. It's his new spring flavor. Right.
What, it had an S in it? I thought I was going for spring flavor.
Cheers.
Seth, why didn't you invite Mario Lopez to a beer tasting tonight? It's only one hour out of his time.
Seriously.
Right. He's here next week, too. Yeah, have him come over here.
I may have to text my wife and say to watch our show without me, get started. I'll catch up. I know what happens. Lincoln dies. It's fine. It's not a big deal. And at some point, John Wilkes Booth gets his. So highly recommend it. Manhunt on Apple TV.
What happened in the play? Okay. I want to know how the play ended. That's the most important part.
Abruptly and with a bang. But that's another story.
Yeah, was that the last night? Was it curtains for the show or did they go on?
Seriously. Continue on?
Great run. It was
all good questions. We got to know. Hey, I wish we knew somebody who really liked history and presidents, but I can't think of anybody.
I'll ask.
And it's from Illinois, like Lincoln. Yeah, write that down, Seth. Let's go. So, okay, Seth, what are you rating this beer? I forgot we had a beer. What are you rating your winter beer?
I'm going to go with two solar eclipses, I guess.
Okay.
The two partial solar eclipses.
2 out of 5 solar eclipses. Okay, gotcha. So not a fan. You weren't a fan of that one.
No. It's I did like the first one much better, but yeah.
It would be really fun when you come out to try to do the summer beer tasting like that night, like Wednesday, May 8th or something, because you're out. Let's see if we could work. What time do you get in, Seth? Do you know?
Well, BDU probably like 5-ish or something.
Maybe that would be so fun. A live beer tasting that night. Oh, we should.
That would be awesome.
That would be cool. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Chad, be honest. You're only proposing that so you can help him pick out his beers.
Because clearly, I will have beers waiting. Yeah. Right. So far for his summer beers, I have the Pumpkin. I had that one. That's a definite, Seth.
We're going back to that. Some
Labor Day. The Labor Day.
That's right. The Labor Day one. Okay. So, all right. So that wasn't so great. Joe, you're on your third and final beer. I'm excited for this one because I know it's a bit of a mystery one.
Yes. So I wanted to find weird ones. I wanted to find one that actually had glitter this time, but I couldn't find one. But this one was on the shelf. And I was like, all right, well, I guess this is the final beer. This is from Ellicottville Brewing Company in New York. And it is 6%. And it is a cream ale.
Cream ale. Okay, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Strawberry Crunch Bar.
Oh, my God. What? You got like flavors.
Yeah.
So... this is brewed with natural strawberry flavor, and it's got a little ice cream truck. It's just it's supposed to taste like a strawberry crunch bar.
Wow.
So let's see what it looks like.
Jealous. A little jealous.
You know, I was expecting it to be pink.
with glitter.
Yeah, it definitely needs glitter. Okay.
You're surprised when you found out what was underneath.
Wow, look at that. Nice, bright golden color. Okay.
Yeah.
So... this is part of their seasonal series. They have, I see their seasonal series, the Ski Bum, the Fall Fest, the Mo Master, and the Blackberry. I don't see this one at all. Oh, they have a sugar cookie one, Joe. Did you try? Is that the one you had, the sugar cookie?
That was Southern Tier.
Oh, so. Okay. Just so you know, Ellicott has a sugar cookie for Christmas and then a fall festival for fall. So that could be good. And the Mo Master for summer. So interesting. Okay. Oh, here it is, strawberry crunch bar, cream ale. Cool.
So it smells sour. It's like sour. Okay. It does smell like a sour beer, which I'm not a fan of. So I'm already.
I don't like sours. Yeah.
So right away, I'm kind of dreading drinking this now.
Wow. It doesn't say it's a sour, though. I'm looking at the write-up.
It's the smell, though. The smell of it is like almost like a sour fruit.
Okay.
But it does smell like strawberry. So.
Okay.
All right. I guess here we go.
It should have strawberry, creamy, vanilla. Let's see what happens. It does contain lactose. Fair warning. Oh, he's taking a sip.
That was
not giving much away.
It has lactose in it?
That's what it says. Yeah, it contains lactose, giving it a different and savory mouthfeel. Ooh, wow. Nice. Yeah. Wow. So, and it is a spring release. So he understood the assignment.
He's right, really he's right pondering on. This one.
Mm-hmm. He is, yeah. Yeah. He didn't spit wow. it out, though.
Yeah, no, that's a good sign. Unlike yeah. Seth and the Cadbury egg and the rest.
I'm not seeing any signs of gratification okay. or excitement.
This is good. This is oh, actually pretty
oh,
good.
Really? You do have an incredible poker face, by the way. I know this comment was made before, but geez.
It does not taste like a. I taste strawberry, but it doesn't taste like a crunch bar, like the strawberry crunch. Like this, you know, that's what I was expecting it to taste like. That's kind of like what they're teasing with the
right
on the front. It does have a strawberry.
Getting strawberry, but not the vanilla kind of mixed.
Yeah,
with it.
I'm not getting that at all.
Or that pink crumble.
But it's interesting because it's the as an aftertaste. Like that's when I taste it. So when you first drink the beer, it tastes almost just like a regular pale ale type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then as it goes down, that's when you taste the strawberry. And it's interesting. And I kind of like it.
So you get a beer and then like a dessert after.
Yeah.
Kind of. You've got to try this one.
I'm very intrigued. I don't know if I would drink again. I think all these beers that I got are a one and done, you know?
Right.
I think it's, you know, whenever I drink more than one beer, it's going to be something that I know that I'll drink over and over again. But
it sounds like each one has gotten better, though, where you started, where you are now.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, and I was actually thinking this was going to be the worst one.
Okay.
I'm going to give this 4.5. Floyd Brothers.
4.5. Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yippee.
Cheers.
4.5.
Oh, boy, it's coming Brothers. Back, wow. I'd say.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I think they've got to be feeling good about that, even though it wasn't their own beer.
but with the condition good. That it's not a beer that you would drink one and that's about it. Like, I don't think I can't foresee myself drinking another one. I'm glad I was able to buy single bottles this time. Because I still have three bottles of that unicorn fart stuff that's sitting in my.
Oh brain. No! Oh no! We'll have to make a road trip out there and have to finish it with you. Well, good news. I doubt those Floyd Brothers are listening at this point in the show.
I was going to say, really you know who's really upset?
Ah, Shay, what is your strawberry? Come, what's going on, Shay?
I'll give you a strawberry.
I'll put another sandwich for you to take it.
Yeah, I'll give you a strawberry crunch bar.
Well, maybe if you guys made some good IPAs, I would be able to, you know, give you a good rating.
Oh, those are fighting words, Shay. Yeah, let's get them, boys. Let's get them. Yeah. Let's get them. 3:00 outside by the schoolyard, Shay, by the Picasso and the Bean. We'll see you there by the Daily Center, Shay.
Strawberries. You're funny guy.
That's not a beer. That's a dessert, Shay. All right. So we have... one more from Bob.
All right.
What are you going to pour for us next, Shay?
Before I do, I have to say, Seth, I am so used to usually seeing the Christmas Cousins logo carved in marble behind you, but tonight,
yes,
tonight you're in the music room, and oh my gosh, look at those impressive guitars behind you! I love
that. Oh yeah,
do you know how to play those, or?
Or
you just collect them along with the musician? Like, do you have like? Yes. Some, do you have like, you know, Sting and Mick Jagger and all that in your basement or something somewhere?
Exactly. I have them entombed in the carbonite or whatever it is, and then I let them out.
Play some Van Halen, a little Nowicki style. Yeah. Come on, Steve, let's go.
All right. This one, I saved the best for last. This is the Noon Whistle Cubby Gummy. Cubby.
Wow, that is local.
Nice. Okay. I saw that.
Cubbies.
Yeah,
nice.
I had to get it. It's a Cubby one. And so while I open this and pour it, these are the last. Now, this time we have 4 because we had 10 questions for you to take with you, Seth. So you say the Blues Brothers or Ferris Bueller.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Yeah. Ketchup or no ketchup?
No ketchup. On the hot dog?
Yeah, on the hot dog.
Okay.
Salt Shed or Northerly Island?
Oh, you know that's
oh wow, that's a new one.
Yeah, those are yeah, those are concert places. And then the toughest one of all, Old Style or Malort. That's the Chicago handshake. An Old Style and a Malort.
What is it?
No, I've never had a Malort.
Oh my god. What's a Malort? Don't
it's
have
a straight
it.
Pour of some. Oh, oh, really?
It is. Oh, so Chad, this is a Chicago thing where, like, you'll go to certain bars and they were, if it's your first time there, you have to take a shot of Malort. It tastes like an industrial solvent, and I am not kidding. Oh, it is the worst tasting thing you've ever had. Oh yeah, and for some reason, Chicagoans have embraced it, and they're like, "Here, have Malort." I am not. If you taste it, it's the worst thing ever.
It says it's a divasive and herbaceous digestive, synonymous with Chicago's drinking scene. Whether you shiver in anticipation or disgust, it's a rite of passage. So if I come out to visit you and Seth, we are going to be doing the Chicago handshake. We've got a Malort and a can of Old Style. Love it. Joe, you in?
Sure.
That's so funny. Okay. I never heard that.
Oh,
it's funny because I thought Malort was like schnapps or something.
It's not.
It's rubbing alcohol.
It is.
Diesel fuel.
In fact, I think rubbing alcohol tastes better. It's like a step up.
Oh, wow.
All right. There we go. Right. Here's our Cubby Gummy.
Cubby Gummy. All right. Here we go. And that is a hazy IPA. Juicy mouthfeel, burst of sunshine on cloudy and hazy game days. So, sounds interesting. I see Joe laughing. No, What'd I say?
Honestly,
I was trying to get you to repeat it.
I'm not doing that.
This one, I didn't realize it, but I saved the best for last. This is good. This is
really,
and it's a little bit hoppy. And I told you I don't like hoppy, but enough hop that I can tolerate it. It's good. I'm going to give this like 4 big and long Louisville Sluggers.
Wow. That's going to be great. So that's what you gave the first one, the Spring Fever. You gave 4 out of 5 Humpin' Bunnies.
Oh.
So if you're giving this.
Oh, no. This one's better. I'm not going to say 5, but I'll give it a 4.5. 4.5.
4.5
big and long Louisville Sluggers.
Nice. All right.
What was his rating?
something about baseball bats or something. So, very nice. Okay. So,
come on. You already said everything
long
else.
long Louisville Sluggers. This is going to be.
Oh, are you?
Be careful. You're exposing yourself.
Seth has exposed himself many times on this show. Figuratively, not literally.
Put it all out there. Let everybody handle it. See how they handle it.
He's naked. You see? He's naked.
Oh, my God.
See what, Seth? See how they handle it.
Let's see how they handle it. If it touches them, if they touch it, if they're touched by it. Oh my God. You don't know how it's going to enter their life or them or
my face is so red because I keep laughing and I just cannot.
Oh my gosh,
you guys that's are fantastic. Just making it you guys are making it no, too easy. I mean,
we have a lot to offer and we want to start, you want to ease it in but eventually grow with it and increase the pacing and things like that. Until eventually we just, we don't want to blow our load all at once. We just all want to just kind of ease into it.
Oh, I'm sorry, everybody, but listening to Tradio, we're not taking any more phone calls tonight.
Oh, my God. How much, Seth, how much do we have to offer Mrs. X to come on? Like, how much?
Yeah, bottom
really. Line, she might be how much there. Will it she cost? Might... We got to hear her side of this story.
Is she there,
I
Seth,
want to
yet?
Know. I want to know what a night of conversation with Seth is about.
Yes.
I want to know. It's got to be a great time, you know?
It's got to be a great time.
You would think. By the way, talk about it.
I don't have to.
How long is the drive?
Although I did have to, and this is a serious question. Like,
what's that?
Have you discussed, like, the fact that you're going through in very intimate details, all this, you're dating, you're meeting her, all that. Like, is she okay with that? Is she good with you, like, sharing it with all of us?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. She seems okay with it. Yeah, exactly.
Like, I didn't want her to like listen to an episode and go, "What the hell?
What are you like, what? He's been doing this entire time."
I think she'll say that anyways.
Right. I thought he was kidding. I thought he was just doing it to impress me. Like, no, there's a real thing going on.
I'm anxious. I'm anxiously awaiting the episode after the Louisville trip. That's
gonna be good.
Christmas Cousins After Dark.
Oh yeah. And the funny thing is I have so many people that ask me that I know they'll be, I didn't even know they listen to the show, and then they'll talk about Cousin Seth dating thing and they'll ask me, and I'm like, you know what? You have to wait till the next episode. I'm not telling you. They think they have an in, but it's so funny. I'll go random places and people are like that. I know are asking me. I'm like, I didn't even know you had any idea about
well,
the show.
But first maybe it was on CNN. First, it was like him discovering Christmas. Now it's like him discovering, rediscovering love, you know?
Yes. We went from.
You've like from 10 to 11.
Yeah. We went from pumpkins and Santa to birds and bees. So yeah. Seth is really running the gamut here. Oh, all right. Seth, you have one more beer left, right?
I do. And then my mystery one. So.
Wait, you have four. Wait, you have. Three beers or four?
I have four. So
you want to go right to the mystery? Because we only have three, I think, everybody, right? Because we're already at an hour 16, Seth. I've got to get up and go to work soon.
Me too. Well, I snagged some of the brothers and had them start their own brewery. So I went with two brothers. I did the Northwind Imperial Stout. That was going to be my
two
third
brothers,
one.
It's called? Two brothers?
Two brothers.
Brothers, yeah.
Pretty popular around here. I mean, you see a lot of them. They do a lot of different types and stuff like that. I'll give it a quick
break. I'm curious. I almost bought that one, Seth. I saw it. It looked really good. I like two brothers, too.
Kind of cool.
So there's three floors, two brothers. Got it. Mm-hmm. Two brothers. Okay. And that's a Chicago one. And which one is it, Seth? I'm going to look it up and probably see it's their new, their fall release, fall 2020.
That is their Northwind Imperial Stout.
No, okay. it was discontinued during the pandemic.
Yeah, it's a brand new one. Yeah, the pandemic of 1920. Yeah, it's an old one, Seth. Right. Spanish influenza. Okay, Two Brothers Brewing. What is this one called, Seth, this beer?
This is the Northwind Imperial Stout.
Oh, Imperial. Fancy. Of course you got it, Seth. Yeah, oh, right. 1%ers. All right. Is it gold flakes in it?
He has to wear gloves to
platinum.
Open it.
Seriously.
Platinum flakes.
He doesn't open his own beers, Bob. No, you know that.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
But I do see Jeeves, too, is wearing gloves, so that makes sense.
You see the hand reaching in? Excuse me.
Thought that was Bob's hand.
he makes me sit in another room.
He's got plenty to choose from. So Two Brothers Brewing Company Russian Imperial Stout, dark as black licorice with a light brown head. A robust roasty maltiness delivers rich creamy chocolate flavors, harmoniously balanced, smooth warming finish. Makes it a delightful choice.
Smooth warming finish.
Oh, if only I would have known.
No, wait. Was that the northerly one? Or was that, you said Russian?
Northwind Russian Imperial Stout, it looks like.
Oh, Russian. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
There's no way this is a spring beer. Joe, what do you think here?
I think it's universal. With the big round head, I think it's universal. You can't get that everywhere.
When was this released? Let's see.
But that's not my mystery one, though. So
it's called North Wind. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Available in November. So
November 28th.
Where am I finding? The person working there asked me if I needed help. I should have said yes. I don't need help.
Please. Something from this year for this spring.
They didn't ask if you needed it. They said you needed help. I think that's what happened.
Probably.
All right, so you're trying that one. And Seth, you brought four beers. We brought three. So, but yeah, you brought winter one. So,
exactly. But I saw this, the mystery one. I was excited about it. Because I think your daughter in particular would appreciate it. She's of age, but so this is until she is of age, and I'm just trying it for her. So,
this what is it?
The mystery, yeah, let's go for it. Do the mystery beer now. Go for it.
Beth made sour pickle beer.
I know.
Yeah.
My daughter challenged Seth, myself, and his son to eat some weird pickle challenge, a chamoy pickle challenge or something.
Yeah, it comes. Yes. It comes in a kit, like a whole kit comes together. Yeah, we did. Okay. We did it. We did them at Christmas.
Oh, you did
really?
Yes. Yeah.
How was it?
It was it was a lot of different tastes coming at at the same time. I like hot stuff, so I was good, but it was a bit overwhelming.
Really? Okay.
You got sours, you got hot, you got a pickle, you got, oh my God.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But when I heard that, I was like, oh man, Sethy, this one's going to be a good one. You thought eggnog was tough. Swallow this pickle.
Yeah.
and that one's for you, Joe. Bob wants to get on that. Bob wants to get in there. Swallow.
You gotta get Bob
pickle
in there. No double entendre with Bob.
I just not at all.
No. Straight no chaser.
Let's see, so this is brewed and canned by the Martin House Brewing Company in Fort Worth, Texas. Nice. I love it. It says made in Texas by Texans. So I thought it was great. But yeah, best made sour pickle beer. So let's give it a try.
Joe looks like Ace Ventura. He's got different animals jumping on him every few minutes. Come to me, my jungle friends. Seth is not so grossed out. I'm surprised. He looks okay.
That is pickle juice, for better for wind.
But is that a good pickle juice or a bad pickle juice?
Yeah, they're right.
From someone that has worked in various delis throughout his life and had to deal with pickle vendors and had a pickle.
Owned various delis. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
it tastes like someone just like kind of scooped out the brine of a big pickle barrel and canned it. It's it's crazy though, because it's not like really sour where it's like bitter and you can't drink it. Like, I don't know. I almost want to finish this thing just to say I did it.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Does it taste beery, Seth?
I don't get that at all. It's carbonated, but almost don't even taste like the carbonation.
Let's leave it up to the audience, live studio audience. Should Seth pound that pickle beer live on air? What do you think, audience? What do you think? Ooh. They're still going. They're still clapping.
Crispy 4.7% alcohol.
Pickle. Where's the band? Get the band to play.
Yeah, they're coming. Don't worry, they're coming.
The studio band.
They're coming in a second.
I will do it. There's some marking on it.
They have to get their music out. They know only one song.
Exactly. We can't. That's all we had the budget for, the marching band. Where are they tonight, that marching band?
I'm going to chug a thing of pickle juice to the band.
Yeah, to a band. Here you go. Oh, here, Seth. Here we go. Ready? The drummer's here. Just the drummer showed up tonight.
Okay.
Yeah. The rest they're out sick.
Pickle. Okay. Am I really doing this?
Seth. Here he goes, ladies and gentlemen. He's chugging the pickle beer live on air. Seth will do anything for this show. What a trooper. Wow. Yes, Seth. Keep going. Keep going. Yes, the bagpiper's even here cheering you on, Seth. Bob's ancestral music right there. That's from Bob's ancestry.
So here's the thing we learned tonight. He can't the guy can't swallow a small glass of eggnog, but he can chug pickle juice.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, we can't have a Cadbury egg, but
But
Joe, what was that last sip? That didn't look very good.
I come from a long line of pickle makers.
This is that strawberry beer. That's good.
Oh, okay.
Did I give a weird reaction?
Yes, you did.
I think I was probably reacting to Seth drinking his pickle juice.
That's true.
You know, but leave it tonight.
Drinking my own pickle juice.
I'm going to try the peanut butter stout. I'm going to try the strawberry scrunch, and I'm going to try the pickle juice. I want to try them all.
Yeah, definitely this one. Like I said, the sour blueberry lime. I don't like sours either, and this is really good. So I want to go for my last one. It's going to be, I'm interested what you guys think of this. This is, I don't even know if it's by the rules. I don't know. I saw it, and I was like, could be controversial. I'm going for it. So this is going to be interesting. I want to hear your reactions. Audience, I know you're very excited. A little drum roll, please. I want to see what you guys think. I may get kicked off my own show. I have Athletic Brewing Co.'s Upside Down Golden.
Boo, non-alcoholic. Boo. Oh. Boo.
What is that?
The audience is with me. Boo.
Oh, okay. The audience is not happy at all. They're hitting their buzzers.
That might be worse than your out-of-season beer to this review.
This is a spring beer, I thought, and I had never tried a non-alcoholic one, and I really wanted to see what you guys thought. What are your thoughts on non-alcoholic beers?
I usually do Dry January, and I've drank a lot of that. Athletic Brewing.
Yes, Athletic Brewing.
They're also a big sponsor of Smartless, that podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they advertise on there all the time. That's the one with Jason Bateman and
the guy
Will Arnett. Will Arnett. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to give it a try. It says it's actually 0.5%, so there is some alcohol. Joe, what are your thoughts?
What's the point?
What's the point?
I mean, there's, I love beer. I love the taste of beer, but I also like the effects of beer. And so all three of those things kind of go together. And when you take one of them away, I don't know.
Right.
Hey, all
right.
Hey, Chad, the interesting thing is the way that you're facing, you can't see we can see the audience behind you. You can't see them. But if you turn around right now, they're all flipping you off.
Wow, not cool. Not cool. They're laughing at me. Oh my gosh, they're just laughing at me. It's going to turn into like Carrie here. I'm going to light everybody on fire soon. So that's what happened last time. Remember, Seth? The last time.
Yeah.
So, all right, I took a sip. I took another sip. I took another sip. I think Joe nailed it. What's the point? Yeah. Unless they want to sponsor us. What is the point? Because you're like, at this point, I can drink now anything in the world because it's non-alcoholic. I could have a nice iced tea, a lemonade, some water, maybe with some cucumber in it, maybe a kombucha. Why am I drinking beer without the alcohol? Now, Bob, you must just really love the taste of it if you're having non-alcoholic. I think, if I was somewhere and I didn't want to drink, I would just have a drink, not beer. But it's okay. It tastes like a light beer. I get it for someone who likes beer and doesn't want to drink. But
if you're at a party, during January when I'm doing Dry January, it was a good thing to pour. But it was just kind of to pass off, like you're drinking, but you're not. Right.
That's true. So, to fit in. But okay, I make a vow to never bring another non-alcoholic drink on the show because that really, that really brought the buzz down. Quick, Seth, pound a pickle beer. Would you bring things up?
Hey, I don't have much left. Hey, audience, what do you think of Chad not bringing a non-alcoholic beer?
Yeah, what do you think, guys? It's at the, they like it, actually. Okay, they're good with it. They're good. Okay.
I thought
they'd
cheer.
They would have. It's almost as if I hit the wrong effect. I mean, they cheered. There we go. Yeah. Oh, now finally.
They're excited.
Well, gentlemen, we did it. The good news is It's basically Christmas. We made it through the spring beers.
Thank you.
We just have to get through summer beers, and it's going to feel very Christmassy. Now, we can either do the summer beers like Christmas in July, or we can do it live when Seth is here Wednesday, May 8th. I think that may be so
much
fun.
I wanted the family reunion, the live family reunion. Have all the cousins around drinking all the beers. Yeah.
I love that. Who else is coming in early? We have more people coming. Yeah. That would be fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe we'll do it live from the tiki bar at my brother-in-law's house or something.
Oh, that would be great.
That would be so fun. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. This is shaping up. Do you guys want to come out for it?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Take the road trip.
It's probably 8 hours from me. So,
nothing. Yeah. Leave at noon. You'll be here. Yeah. You'll be fine.
I'll grab Mrs. X on the way. She's like right there. There you go. Okay. We'll both come.
That's right. Speaking of which, Seth, what is the latest? Are you going over there? Is she going to your house tonight? What's happening?
I think I might head over there actually. So,
juice. That's going to be lovely.
What's that?
Smelling like pickle juice beer. That's going to be lovely.
I might want to wash up before I head over.
You've been drinking some alcohol. I better go as a chaperone just to make sure. Yes, please. Nothing happens.
Bring your microphone.
Hey, this is X. This is X.
Hey, baby.
You've been drinking pickles.
Yeah. Right. Oh, wait. Hold on a second.
Hi, Seth. Hi, cousin Chad. Yes. It's me, Mrs. X. Has Seth been drinking pickles, alcoholic pickles tonight? I told him not to. He's terrible. Sorry, Mrs. X. He has been. Tell him, don't even bother coming by, okay? Goodbye.
Right. You know what happens to him when he eats.
And she even sounds beautiful.
Yes, she does. Last time he got drunk and sang karaoke.
I'm gonna go through my whole Dan Fogelberg catalog to find like an upbeat Dan Fogelberg song.
Please send over the link if you can. So, gentlemen, this has been an episode for the ages. We may have broken records for longest ever episode. This is almost a filibuster, not a podcast at this point. So this is wild.
Chad, don't you have to go surfing in like an hour?
That's why I went with the non-alcoholic athletic Christmas Cousins podcast. Almost brought to you by Seth's trust fund at this point. I mean, no one's sponsoring us, Seth. It's crazy. So
I know. So it'll happen. It'll happen.
No, it was going to happen before these double entendres and pickle jokes. I think corporate America's running from us.
Did you say pickle juice?
Pickle jokes. I don't know what I said.
Pickle joke.
This is corporate America running away from the show, Seth. There we go.
Well, there is. Look, not to get away from the Christmas Cousins theme, there is a game. There is a Christmas game, Hide the Pickle. There is. So
yes.
Oh, really?
Yes, there is.
Yes, there is. Hide the Pickle.
Oh, what's the connection to Christmas and pickles?
Well,
I guess I have to find out.
No,
that comes in year two of my Christmas training.
There's a German ornament, pickle ornament, and they used to hide it, and you had to find it on the tree. So there really is.
Yeah, I think an Italian thing, right? Also, I think
we're going to give you so much to talk about on the way down. She's going to wonder who pulled your string. She's like, damn, this guy won't shut up. He's talking pickles. He's talking right. Like some deranged Three Floyds guy. I don't know what's going on.
Right. He wants like the Great Gazoo, this guy.
He wants to know if I like ketchup on my hot dogs. What's the deal?
These are all great questions. Essential great questions. For getting to know somebody, especially around the Chicagoland area.
Oh, we want a full report.
Full report. I predict she demands the car turns around midway through to get me back to Chicago. Well,
she's
guys,
gonna,
thank you.
She's going to use a Louisville bat on you, Seth.
Right. Yeah, after the tour, she's like, we got these little takeaways. And
Hey, by the way, I think when you go on the tour, you can get like a monogram bat, so you can get a Christmas Cousins bat.
Oh, you can.
Yes, you can. You can.
Yeah, it lets out at the like the gift shop or something like that. Yeah. But you can get like they have a couple different style wooden bats, but you can get different markings and stuff like that.
We want the Instagram photo with Mrs. X holding the bat.
Yes. One says Christmas Cousins Pod. One says Three Floyds Brewing, because Joe took a bat to their business yet again.
I swear. I love their beer. I swear.
We're coming for you,
we'll
Joe.
See how it goes in the summer episode. Shay. Shay.
Well, Jeff, try to come to our brewery, Shay. Yeah.
We'll show him a Louisville Slugger to the head, Shay. Come on, man. He's clearly not a beer aficionado. He doesn't know good beer from bad beer.
He drinks strawberry crunch.
Right. Yes. Twig down that swell that you usually drink.
Strawberry beer's
that
gone.
Bathtub gin. It is gone. Floyd's, there you go. I'll tag them on this episode. Hopefully they'll listen. But thank you guys very much. This was a monumental episode. Check out Joe, the Christmas aficionado, on YouTube at Christmas Aficionado. On Instagram with an underscore in the middle. Check out Bob at Festive Fans, the Festive Foreign Film Fans podcast. I'm a big fan. Their newest episode about Ireland is fantastic with his co-host Mark, who we can't get on the show. We don't know why, but we're trying. He's a big get. Cousin Seth, thank you. Good luck tonight. Have fun on your date. Drive carefully. Yes. Everybody,
just started.
Hey, Chad, yeah. I think we should refer to Mark as Mr. X.
Oh, very nice. Mr. X, the crowd loves it. Yes. And I am Cousin Shay. Yeah, Shay. Take a shot at Christmas Cousin Pod, Shay.